Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a moment for the history books Monday, as former President Trump's first criminal trial is getting underway with jury selection this week in New York. This, the hush money case. Trump attorney Will Scharf tells Fox News Sunday the former president may ultimately take the stand in his own defense.
I think that's going to be a decision for President Trump and the trial team, depending on how the trial progresses. I would say that I think if he does take the stand, President Trump will be a compelling witness. He did nothing wrong here. The truth is absolutely on his side.
Trump said Friday that he would take the stand. Scharf said it will be difficult for the defense team as both sides seek an impartial jury in the case. Israel is promising there will be a response to this weekend's drone and rocket attack by Iran. However, there are no details about what response that might be. A top national security spokesman for the White House says U.S. policy toward the Israel-Middle East conflict is focused on keeping it contained to Israel-Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no interest in war with Iran.
Whether and how the Israelis will respond, that's going to be up to them. We understand that and respect that. But the president's been very clear. We will continue to help Israel defend itself.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on with NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. This after Iran launched drones and missiles at Israel Saturday in a largely ineffective attack. And O.J. Simpson's estate says it does not plan on paying his civil trial judgment from 1997. A civil court found him liable for the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. OJ avoided paying most of the money while he was alive. Now his legal team says they don't plan on paying the rest. This is USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fire weather is back across the western plain states this week. The National Weather Service on Monday posted red flag warnings and high wind alerts across counties in far west Texas near El Paso, as well as in western Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Colorado. The Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee says he believes President Biden now has all the leeway he needs to press back against Iran. The U.S. helped Israel shoot down almost everything Saturday. Still, Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says,
I don't think at this point that the United States should be engaged in a military action directly at Iran. But I do believe that if this administration fails to step up to the plate and understand that we have an escalating conflict and make it clear to Iran that there are red lines, it is already escalating and the administration needs to respond.
Turner on with NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. Another brazen sucker punch attack is reported in New York City, this time, though, against a little girl, just 9 years old. The girl was randomly punched in the face, police say, by 30-year-old Giancarlo Zarzuela. This happened at Grand Central's Terminal Dining Concourse Saturday. There's been a recent rash of random sucker punch attacks against women in New York. Zarzuela was arrested Saturday night and was charged with assault. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hope you had a great weekend. Masters went off wonderfully. No big surprises there. Scottie Scheffler. You know, I like the way they say this, that, you know, for those of us who play golf, there's nothing like pressure. And the greens at Augusta, I will say this, if I can get a little, you know, just have a little bit of fun here, only because I did have a chance to play Augusta. It was on my bucket list, and I was privileged and honored to get a chance to play there. And it really is. I tell people it's like playing in a painting. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. It's unbelievable. But anyway, they make it sound like he just ran away so dominant. It's like, you guys don't understand. I mean, it's nerve-wracking. Even these short putts. I mean, he had a couple, you know, over the 4 days that kind of horseshoed around. If you remember, they were short putts and just kind of shocking. But, you know, to his credit, look at, he's $3 million more richer, and he's got a baby on the way, and hopefully he gets back in time, you know, to be there for the birth of his baby. And speaking of being here just in time, Paul Kaminar is with us. Paul is the Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center, Public Interest Watchdog Group. You know, hopefully I didn't bore you, Paul, with a little bit of golfing introduction here.
Not at all. I'm just kind of glad his wife held off having the baby so he could win the Masters.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I went through one of those episodes where my wife said, hey, no problem. You know, the baby's not going to come. You know, and I had a convention to go to, and it was up in Tahoe. I get caught in a snowstorm, and I came down the hallway as my son was born. I could just hear him just starting to cry.
Oh, man.
And, I'm telling you, it was just one of those deals. But, oh, yeah, not to worry. And, you know, they shut down the airport. I had people were so sweet there because they're going, you know, they all of a sudden it got all around that, you know, I needed to get out of there. And there were no flights landing or taking off. People, I got a first class ticket. You know, I'll give it to you, an old deal. You know, you can go.
Yeah.
I go, well, a lot of good is going to do me, you know, but thank you. It's very kind. What an ordeal. Yeah, it was crazy. So, but anyway,
great.
Hopefully for him, not as dramatic, but we made it. We made it through. But anyway, hey, let's talk Donald Trump. Of course, today, day one of the hush money trial. This is like, I mean, help our audience understand. I mean, this thing is, it is so political. And I think that Donald Trump, on one hand, has to be careful. I mean, he got in trouble because he commented on the book that, you know, what's her name, you know, regarding the alleged rape case. That wasn't even the right case.
E.J. Carroll,
E.J. Carroll. And, you know, he made a comment about her book. And then here you got Stormy Daniels out there pushing her book. And, you know, and of course, you know, big chapter there on Donald Trump and the episode and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, I think he's probably a little weary. If he says something, he's liable to, you know, get hit with, you know, a higher judgment that seems to be pretty much on track against him, right?
Yeah, no, it really is kind of a crazy case that's starting today with the jury questionnaire. This is going to take about a week, if not 2 weeks, just to pick a jury. But the case itself, I really don't see it making any sense. I'll tell you why. Number one, the so-called hush money payment is, legal terms, a non-disclosure agreement, totally 100% perfectly legal. Okay, so let's get that out there. So when they say, oh, he's coming up hush money payment, but the hush money payment, a non-disclosure agreement is supposed to be secret, guys. That's what the whole purpose is about, number one. Number two, that Alvin Bragg, the local DA up there, his predecessors looked at this case and said there's nothing there. And what he's trying to do is taking a misdemeanor New York statute, which talks about, oh, you're supposed to put your business expense in column A instead of column B and screw that up. That's a misdemeanor. We know that. And number two, the statute of limitations ran on those charges. So the question is, well, then why is he bringing this case? So he's got this harebrained idea that, if I can somehow repackage this two-bit nothing charge into a felony, then I can bring this case within the statute of limitations that a felony is serious. You go to jail for 4 years, blah, blah, blah. So what is the felony? His premise is that the hush money payment went to Stormy Daniels via Michael Cohen, and we could talk about that guy. But anyway, that constituted a in-kind contribution to his campaign, because the whole purpose of it, they claim, was to make sure that his campaign wasn't, had a bad PR if it came out that he paid the hush money payment back in 2008 or whatever, many, many years ago. But here's the problem with that theory. If that is a campaign contribution, the Supreme Court has long ruled in a case, Buckley v. Vallejo, back in 1976, that a candidate can give unlimited amounts of money or anything else he wants to give, whether it's a Xerox copier or anything in kind, to his campaign with no limits. Yeah. Other people can only give a certain amount of money, $2,300 per year per election to the campaign. By the way, I used to work at the Federal Election Commission as an attorney in the back of the day. So, so the question is, well, wait a minute, let me get this straight. So you're saying that it was basically a campaign contribution, Alvin Bragg, but hello, that is perfectly legal. And if you're saying it's illegal, FEC regulations say when a campaign gets an illegal contribution or an excessive contribution, you are to give it back to the donor. So that if you give more than the $2,300 because you had an accounting mistake or something, they said, oops, I got to give you back some of that. Or if you're a foreign national and you give money to a candidate, oops, there's a law saying we can't take foreign money, have to give it back. So what would they do here? They would say, the campaign would have to say, oh, you say this is illegal campaign contribution to us? Let's see, who's the donor? Trump? So here's your money back.
Right, so exactly.
It's like the money came out of his left pocket. Now it's supposed to go back in his right pocket, and that's a federal felony? I mean, a New York State felony? And again, the Federal Election Commission and the Justice Department, who have jurisdiction over whether there's an election violation, looked at this thoroughly and took a pass on it. So this is the craziest criminal case that I've seen, and you know, they may try to get the liberal jurors there to somehow find him guilty of some crime, but I don't see it. But we'll see what kind of jury he gets. And
and that's the deal. How do you get a jury of your peers with Donald Trump?
Well, you know,
in New York, I mean, that's just from the start. you know, this is what's been driving me crazy, is because they're not having people, you know, with this kind of celebrity status that would understand, you know, what all is involved, much less somebody who would understand the psychology of one Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels makes it seem like she went up to his hotel room and didn't expect. This is a businesswoman. What do you think she went up to his hotel room for?
Well, whatever.
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break. Yep. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Paul Kaminar. Stand by with us, huh?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Thank you. 13 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Paul Kaminar continues with us, the Washington, D.C. lawyer who's also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center Public Interest Watchdog Group. And we're talking, you know, what's going on next here as the episodes continue for one Donald Trump as he's in New York and as they try to figure out what kind of jury to put on to hear this case. Right, Paul?
That's right, and like I said during the break, you know, it's going to be hard for them to get an impartial jury, but you know, they've got 42 questions that they're going to be asking the jurors, and a lot of them don't really get to the issue. And my question they should be asking: anybody here voted for Joe Biden in the last election, and wants to vote for him again? Well, obviously, all those jurors have to go because they have skin in the game. They want Trump to lose. And then to be fair, I'd say, okay, anybody voted for Donald Trump, you get off the jury. We only want people who are apolitical, who just go to work every day, they're not into all the politics and so forth, that can listen to the evidence impartially. So we'll see how this shakes out.
No, I mean, you bring up a great point here, Paul. I think you need to qualify these jurors and understand, because the prosecutor has a determined outcome here. I mean, they've rigged this thing in such a way to where, this is why this has turned into the witch hunt that it is. And Alvin Bragg and New York ought to be solely embarrassed, you know, for bringing this case up, because it's been adjudicated. I mean, isn't there some sort of, you know, I mean, this is, to me, a little bit of, you know, double jeopardy, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not double jeopardy. It's only double jeopardy once the trial starts, and then there's some kind of a problem where the judge has to halt the proceedings and they can't bring it again, or if he makes a motion and there's some evidence that basically was improper. So it's not double jeopardy in the legal sense, but it's quadruple jeopardy in the sense that he's got four criminal cases pending against him, and one that your listeners should be aware of is not only April 25th is the big hearing in the Supreme Court on the immunity issue. That's the one that's from here in the D.C. federal court that I've been going to and watching. That's the big show. But tomorrow there's an argument in the Supreme Court that it's not really as well known, but you should know that they're going to be hearing whether this federal statute on obstructing a congressional proceeding, which dozens of the January 6th protesters were charged and convicted with, whether that's even applicable here. And keep in mind that Jack Smith, when he indicted Trump here in D.C., he had four counts against him, and two of them, the biggest ones, is this statute. So if the Supreme Court says, hey, this goes, that deflates Jack Smith's case here in D.C.,
Well, and then let's not forget the congressman that pulled the fire alarm, right? And what did he do? Did he not obstruct proceedings? Yeah. I mean, they were in session. And this is a congressman.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he got like a $1,000 fine and a rap on the
knuckles
that said, hey, don't do this again, you know, kind of a thing. But he disrupted a vote that was going on. And he should have been really kicked out of Congress for that shenanigan. The dual system of justice is just crazy here with respect to the way the Justice Department has been weaponized, going after Trump and conservatives and so forth, and then not doing the same with the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I know one right now, I think there's a lawsuit pending that Jim Jordan brought here trying to get the subpoenas enforced to the Justice Department tax attorneys who refused the subpoena to testify why they kind of covered up Hunter Biden's tax problems and told the IRS agents who were the whistleblowers, no, you can't go look at some of this stuff or the laptop or get involved with Joe Biden, connection here. So stay tuned for that, because there may be a ruling where they'll have to come testify. But I doubt. Yeah, they brought it as a civil case because, you know, Merrick Garland would not bring criminal charges for violating the subpoena like he did against Steve Bannon, yeah, and Peter Navarro.
Right.
Who
is in jail right now, even as we talk, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there you go on that. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And Paul, the thing is, the American people need to wake up to this because this is serious. I mean, what's happening? I mean, they should be out in the streets. Congressmen should be out in the streets. There should be such a outrage over all this is going on instead of some, minor, just complaining about it. I mean, this is such a violation of our Constitution on so many levels that opens up the door, to everybody else. You know, I was thinking about this morning, as a matter of fact, that, in considering how Joe Biden became a Marxist, his administration has become, so Marxist oriented, but it's been a step at a time, and that goes back to the influences of Barack Obama, I believe, Valerie Jarrett, the inner circle there that is controlling the White House right now. And Joe Biden has just been deluded, and he's been cocooned, I could say, in a situation where he's not seeing the pain that everyday Americans are going through. All he's seeing is he's around all these elites and these people, that are around him. And I don't even think he even realizes that it's Marxonian, if I can put it in those terms.
Well, even his chief of staff who left, Ron Klain, some months ago, it leaked out that he was complaining how Joe Biden is not talking about the issues that affect the average person in terms of the inflation and so forth. Mm-hmm. And he's out there talking about, oh, here's this big bridge in Baltimore that got knocked down, and we're building bridges and blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, that's all fine and good, Mr. President, but the people in Peoria, Illinois, are not affected by this bridge, and you keep focusing on this big stuff like that, but at the same time, at the local level, the bread and butter issues are the ones that Ron Klain said that the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, should be talking about the campaign trail. So even his own people have criticized his approach to the...
Well, James Carville's on medication, Paul. I mean, he the Democratic long-term Democratic strategist, especially for the Clintons, is looking at this, and he's seeing the deconstruction of the Democratic Party. And I had predicted that this would happen. I thought, going into the 2020 elections, it would happen then, because what I believe the Democrats had in terms of policy offerings were so weak that there was no way that they were going to, here they were playing this socialistic Bernie Sanders card, that it was going to, cause their ruination. But because they cheated so much in the election, and people aren't that stupid to think that Joe Biden, got 80 million votes. I mean, that's ludicrous. You even have people, conservatives, Paul, that heretofore whose companies that said, they just backed off on it, didn't want to, just wanted to accept the party line. Some of those, got sued dramatically by Dominion. So everybody's hush hush. But away from the networks and that, even they cannot deny. I mean, they because it's such a credibility component and issue. If you want to tell everyday people that was a legitimate election.
Yeah, now we got this one coming up, so that's the main thing. We make this one bulletproof, so that's the big challenge here.
Well, you're exactly right, and because I don't think the people are going to put up with this anymore. I mean, we've lived out with this. We got people, January 6th patriots that have been sitting in jail without due process. I mean, come on. I mean, they've because, again, if it's happening to them, happening to Donald Trump, Peter Navarro, go down the list. I mean, if you happen to be, you better change your, and I said this a long time ago, you maybe change your voter registration. Everybody will become a Democrat, just to stay out of the line of fire right now until this gets squared away. Stay tuned, right? Well, Paul Kaminar, cannot thank you enough for keeping up to date on this. We'll stay in touch. Paul Kaminar has been our guest, the Washington, D.C. lawyer. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days, but I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 50% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. USA's Corey Myers.
A judge in Delaware has denied his attempts to dismiss three federal gun charges, making it more certain that a trial will happen this summer. Attorneys for Hunter Biden argued that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said that an immunity provision in that plea deal, which ultimately fell apart, was made when both parties signed it.
It may soon cost you more to mail a card or letter. The U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Richard Bartlett is going to be talking to us in just a moment, the emergency room medical director. We're going to talk about natural immunity. As you know, I've been on the record having gotten COVID early on. And at the time, Dr. Fauci, as you recall, was saying natural immunity, not all that good. Maybe you can expect it to help you out for 2 to 3 months. And of course, now after the fact, we're realizing what a knucklehead statement that was. I mean, we're talking Dr. Fauci here. This is how compromised, intellectually compromised, Dr. Fauci, who was leading this whole thing, right? That Donald Trump was entrusting and believing that he was the guy to take care of this. But and I don't know why. I mean, it's like looking to Joe Biden to answer some questions and to lead the country in areas that he's demonstrated incompetence time and again. And Dr. Fauci has had that track record of incompetence. But yet here we go in this pandemic and we yield to him all honor and glory. And he's the God, the self-appointed God and guru of COVID-19. And he makes this statement. Okay. I mean, this guy's supposed to be a smart guy. All right. But I'm thinking, all right, I got COVID. I'm going to check this out. So I'm going to be my own guinea pig and see how I do with natural immunity. Refuse the jab, go through the process. I'm continually having about every 5-6 months, I was having blood tests to see how my immunity T cells were holding up. Strong as ever. My personal doctor said, "Hey man, you're in great shape." 3 years later, my T cell immunity is still strong, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so his 2 to 3 month project. This is from Dr. Fauci. You know, forget it. Well, Dr. Richard Bartlett joins us now. Richard, as we were talking about the Oh, it's not working? Okay, all right. We're having some issues. All right, let me give you another number here. It looks like he's given me another number. And, of course, my eyesight is such that I'm having a hard time. So I'm going to have to, okay, he must be in an emergency room or something here. So excuse us, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing this once again, as we do, because hey, it's just fun to do. And I'm going to, what I'm going to do, Brad, is I'm going to forward this number to you. If I can get it copied to your cell phone. Oh, boy, 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 boy. Okay. All right. Can I talk to you direct without the audience? Okay. Sorry for the delay, ladies and gentlemen. A little technical difficulty, but, you know, if you've had any doubts whatsoever, if this is a live show, it's a live show, you know, so we get real with you and tell you what's going on here. So Dr. Richard Bartlett should be connecting with us in just a moment. He must be moving around and changing. We might get him in another emergency room, because he's emergency room ER medical director. So he's been on top of this all along. And we're going to talk about the natural infection that provides supposedly superior immune protection compared to COVID jab. Now, this study published last month in Frontiers in Cellular and Infection Microbiology confirms that natural SARS CoV-2 infection confers a more potent mucosal immunity following infection compared to vaccination with the Pfizer BioNTech mRNA COVID-19 jab in children. That's a mouthful. Dr. Bartlett joins us now. Richard, sorry for the delay. Appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Hey, Bill. Good morning. And this is big news. It confirms what we've seen over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know, we were told that if you get the shot, you won't get COVID. Was that true?
No. Right. And then, you won't get COVID and you won't infect other people. Right. It was a 1-2 punch. Right. Both proven to be false. And I mean, these are statements that weren't made by some, you know, some casual talking head or, a rock star or a rapper. These statements were made by the Biden administration, you know, from his own press secretary, his own lips, you know, go right on down the line, right?
Right. A Harvard professor that gets hired as the CDC director. Rochelle Walensky said, you won't get COVID. So that's a Harvard professor, medical doctor, and she lied. And then Biden said the same thing. President of the United States lied. And then Fauci lied. And so they didn't just give one lie. When one lie was proven wrong, they give another and another. But this study that just was published out of Italy shows what we've seen before. So I'm going to break it down. December of 2023 in Nature magazine out of Canada, the University of McMaster in Ontario, working with the government, showed that the shots in the arm and the muscle are never going to give adequate protection for a respiratory infection because the infection is happening in the mucosal lining. The lining on the inside of our mouth, throat, nose, lungs is called mucosa. And that requires a different kind of antibody. There's five classes of antibodies. GMADE. When I was in medical school, I memorized GMADE. 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 Mm-hmm. E antibodies are, A antibodies are involved in protecting the mucosa. We've known that for 50 years. You got to have A antibodies to protect the mucosa. There's mucosa on the lining of your respiratory tract, and when you get a shot in the arm, you get IgG antibodies, IgG, but that doesn't give you protection for the mucosa.
Right.
And so let me tell you the spin. Why they're finally acknowledging this is because they're recommending You're going to hear these catchphrases in the media over the next 2 years. We need next generation, next gen vaccines. And what they're talking about is they're going to make an inhaled vaccine with dry protein. And so watch out, because you won't be able to get away from that, an inhaled vaccine. And so that's why they're finally acknowledging, we were wrong. This in December 2023, in Nature magazine, the University of McMaster in Ontario said, gosh, these shots in the arm are not getting us protection where we really need it for a respiratory virus, which is the mucosa. And then right. In Japan, December 2023 in Japan, in Helion magazine, it said in more detail that you don't get enough IgA. They finally admitted it after three Pfizer shots. And so so the latest thing that we're talking about today, March 27th, it was published out of Italy, that it's not just IgA that's down, but you don't get enough IgA2 specifically. And so there's different subtypes of antibodies. It's not just IgA, but you need to have IgA2. And so that doesn't happen. But they also coincidentally found in Italy that about 30% of the kids that were unvaccinated already had IgA2 antibodies to COVID. So with or without the shot, a third of them were protected. So a lot of things are being uncovered. The big takeaway is these shots in the arm, even if they say we got our 10th booster for you, don't roll up your sleeves, don't cut in line.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Bartlett. Have these shots interfered and interrupted the natural defenses against COVID?
Excellent question. Breaking news right now, five nations, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, have shown that actually it may be triggering cancer, making it easier for cancer to spread because as a result of the pseudouridine in the shots. Breaking news that just got published.
Wow. Well, because you start to unravel and look at this, and like you say, there's no culpability, and you say that I didn't hear any apology. I just heard them go, hey, next phase, let's just, they lied, people died, and the only person so far that seems to have paid any price has been, Governor Cuomo out of New York, but he didn't even get, punished for his poor decisions over COVID in killing, seniors with the plan that he executed there and executed word by accident there. It really turned out to be an execution.
The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide
provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour. I know this is kind of like shock and awe, right? Dr. Richard Bartlett is here with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. As we break this down, information you should have had a long time ago, but the media has done us no favor. Social media, these social media oligarchs, the government in all its entirety. I mean, we know the FBI has been on this, putting pressure, wink, wink, you know. Oh, you know, we're going to have a little visit from, you know, the government. And, you know, Richard, you had a little visit, you know, from a couple of three-letter, you know, agencies came knocking on your door early on before the EAU, but it's emergency use authorization, right? EUA?
Yeah. So the FDA cannot issue emergency use authorization, which is a fancy term for human experimentation. You cannot start a human experiment. That's a big deal to start experimenting. Mm-hmm. And so you can't give an emergency use authorization to start human experimentation if there's already an effective treatment. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, budesonide for COVID was an effective treatment proven by Oxford in the STOIC trial, the principal trial, and Australia, Brazil, and the UK did the TOGETHER trial. Every single study shows that budesonide works against COVID. There's not one study that shows that it doesn't work. And that's why it was added to the Australia's national strategy to treat COVID. That's why it was added to India's national strategy to treat COVID eventually, because of these facts. But let me tell you what, this information was dangerous to people who wanted to make a killing. They wanted to make a killing. And they did make a killing.
And so, in more ways than one, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, $38 billion is what Pfizer collected in 2022 alone, $38 billion with a B. And Moderna collected $18.4 billion in 2022 alone. They're not just doing it in that one year. And so there was a lot of money on the table, a lot of money at stake. And let me tell you, and if you had an effective, safe treatment that's been out for 30 years that costs $3 a treatment, nobody's going to make any money off of that.
No, no. So
that needed to be buried, suppressed, and attacked, and it was. It was attacked. And they tried to
kill
him. Well,
because there was even more, I think, diabolical, a diabolical agenda that was involved here, Dr. Bartlett. It wasn't just about the money. I think it goes deeper than this. I mean, you got...
It does go deeper than this. And when you look at the big picture, that in 1975, the UN, which is an anti-American establishment, had the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty that says germ warfare bad, bioweapons, weapons of mass destruction that are bioweapons are bad, but there's a loophole. You can make a little batch if you make a vaccine at the same time. That explains everything that's been happening
yes.
20 years. And so that's why they keep popping up with vaccines for diseases that we haven't even seen yet, because they've made the weapons in the labs. So that's what gain-of-function research is about.
Exactly.
In 2011, they made bird flu in University of Wisconsin. And at the same time, they made it in another country as well, so that, in Belgium, I believe. So you got bird flu weaponized back in 2011, and now we're hearing that a myth is being spun, in my opinion, that it went from birds to penguins to otters and seals to western Minnesota goat to some cows in the panhandle of Texas to some worker there with some red eyes, and that's all he had. And so that makes it a zoonotic infection myth, potentially.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably try and load up all these cicadas that are coming out, right?
Well, I'm just saying, when you look at the PREP Act out of 2005, that gives blanket immunity for a quote, countermeasure. What is a countermeasure? The vaccines, bags over the head in ERs, keeping people away from their loved ones when they're dying in the hospital, giving the wrong vaccine to the wrong people, all these kinds of outrageous things that have been done where people literally were imprisoned in hospitals. If you ask Senator Bob Hall of Texas, he'll tell you he had calls from people who were trapped in the hospital, not allowed to leave.
Well, they wouldn't let him go. Exactly.
Or Cuomo sent infected people to nursing homes and caused a spread of the death. You know, all that's protected by the PREP Act 2005, which was when George W. was president.
I was going to say, brought to you by George W. Bush. And he's said nothing about that since, has he?
I haven't heard anything, but he doesn't talk to me. So I'm just saying the PREP Act, the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty of 75, the 1986 a law that said you can't hold a vaccine manufacturer accountable if they killed your baby, if their product caused you to go blind or paralyzed you, which, by the way, people have gone blind and people have been paralyzed because of the COVID shots.
Exactly.
But you cannot sue the manufacturers. Even there's a list of 1,200 diagnoses that Pfizer had made of diseases associated with their product, and you don't hear that on commercials because they
before it rolled out. Yeah, before it rolled out. And that's according to the Pfizer safety data that what thousands of doctors right now are looking into and tearing apart. And, you know, this was information that was going to be withheld. You thought that JFK got reassassinated or something because they weren't going to release it, 70 years down the road? What?
Right.
That's suspicious, right?
Uh-huh. I was on the board of the nonprofit, the Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency, that sued the FDA with a FOIA request for the Pfizer information so we could give informed consent to our patients. We wanted to know the good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly.
And they said legally we're supposed to give that to you. We got it in the computer. Pfizer gave us that. But we don't want the American people to see it for 55 years. 2 weeks later, they changed their mind to 75 years. They wanted to hide it from the public and put them in court. And the federal judge, Mark Pittman, forced them to release it. And that was shocking. It had one of the things on the list was Kaposi's sarcoma, AIDS cancer. Have you ever heard of a medical product that the FDA allowed to be unleashed on the American people that had AIDS cancer as a potential?
Oh,
but
yeah.
That ties into what we're talking about, that this shots in the arm actually are, according to a new study that just came out, breaking news today, that it actually seems to suppress the immune system and can actually make cancers grow or metastasize. And they were talking specifically about melanoma. So that's breaking news right now that I have just read this morning about 10 minutes ago. And so that ties into China published a science paper saying mice in the lab after 5 COVID shots had basically AIDS, VADs. They, wow. Their immune systems were toast after looking at their humoral and cellular immunity after 5 shots. So if you're a Chinese mouse, don't get 5 or more COVID shots.
Yeah, exactly. informed consent, even in mouse world. Now, I want to get back to budesimide. We talked about this last time. Why was this so suppressed? I mean, here in the United States, I mean, you know, we're hearing more about it from you than we are the mainstream. I haven't seen anything reported from the mainstream media unless I'm missing something.
Anybody that's listening, budesonideworks.com, budesonideworks.com, and you'll have a library of information. Just click on the tabs and see the science studies. The medicine has been out 30 years, and it really was is a silver bullet for COVID. It has We lost the ventilators out of the ICU that were deemed hospice DNR, where the doctors and the hospitals were threatening loved ones to for a DNR hospice order, and they wouldn't comply. And they instead got budesonide because they pushed back. And when they did that, the people came off of a death sentence and came home to their families. We saw that over and over again. Budesonide is a extreme threat to these COVID shots and to other expensive, dangerous medicines that have a risk of like, if you look at Paxlovid, brought to you by Pfizer, has a long list of dangerous drug interactions with many medicines. And originally it was for 50 and older, but you see younger than 50 years old being prescribed it like it's candy. And so, and by the way, that's where we learned a new term, rebound COVID, after Paxlovid came out, brought to you by Pfizer.
Right, huh? Wow.
Pfizer has a record for the largest criminal fine in the history of the United States, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, $2.3 billion for in 2000, I think it was 2009, for according to the Department of Justice, they were purposely giving misleading information with the intent to defraud. That's interesting.
Yeah, so well, exactly. See, what all this is all coming down to is the old basic axiom. If you want to see what somebody's going to do, look at what they've done. And here, United Nations, the WHO, you know, trying to, you know, Joe Biden wants to sign, you know, some sort of agreement with them that puts them into a priority position to control anything that has to do with a pandemic. I mean, we're going to surrender our sovereignty. This is what Joe Biden is doing. This is unbelievable. I mean, they want to get it to the point to where, hey, we're just told to jump and how high, and that's it. Shut up, get the vax, get the jab, and, you know, try and live happily ever after, I guess.
Yes. So, you know, here's the thing. The state of Louisiana literally passed a law last month saying the WHO will not interfere with their care of their patients and have influence in their state. It's that big a deal. That's not a fringe peripheral conspiracy theory. The state of Louisiana just passed a law.
Well, there it is. This is a reality, ladies and gentlemen. And thank God for Dr. Richard Bartlett sharing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. You need to be aware. And also, we're going to find out more information about the Pfizer safety data that is now being exposed so you can see what these guys were up to, which I think is, again, it's more than the money. There's something else that's driving this. And a little bit of my, I guess, my sensitivity, Dr. Bartlett, is that these guys, maybe eugenicists in heart, and just to believe that there's just too much population and we need to cull the herd, so to speak.
Yeah, heartbreaking. It is very clear that they think that they need to kill people to save the earth.
Exactly. Dr. Richard Bartlett, thank you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.